Welcome to Covenant Presbyterian Church in West Des Moines, Iowa. This sermon is part of our mission to bless our neighbors to the glory of God. We hope it blesses you.
I want to say a big welcome to everybody and thank you for joining us here on Children's Sunday. I'm Laura Schieber, the Director of Christian Education, and I want to let you know that these kids have been working so hard. We did miss one of our three practices due to the snow, so we're going off of two rehearsals, but I am very confident that they're just going to rock it out here. Right, guys?
Yeah.
Are you guys ready? Does everybody have your puppets and your script and your microphones?
Maybe.
Yeah.
All right, well then, without further ado, Daniel and the Lions.
First.
Okay.
Once upon a time, there was a king named Nebuchadnezzar. At the time, he was the most powerful king in the world, ruling over the empire of Babylon. Several hundred years before, Israel had been the most powerful nation in the area. But, you guessed it, they turned away from God and began to worship other gods and idols. And so, because the people of Israel did not honor God, he gave them over to be captured by the Babylonians. Of course, King Nebuchadnezzar thought the whole thing was his idea.
I've got a great idea. Let's attack the West.
Keep your puppets up. Is it my turn?
Sir, I'm so happy to report the army has taken control of the Northeast. Where should we... North and East. Where should we go?
I've got a great idea. Let's attack the West.
Great idea, sir. Where would you like to go? I have a list of options.
How about that one? Send an army to Jerusalem. Bring back all their treasures. I will be one to be rich and powerful.
Yes, sir.
Three times they came, each time carrying off anything valuable they could find, and also anyone who had any kind of education or skill. There were always large crowds of people to sort through.
Hey, kid, you must be someone important since you are wearing fancy clothes. Tell me your name and then spell it.
Daniel. That's D-A-N-I-E-L.
That's good enough for me. You must be smart. Off to go Babylon with you.
And so, Daniel was taken off to the king's school for advisors and was taught how to help run the nation of Babylon. When he first arrived, he was a bit dismayed because they wanted him to eat and drink the same things that they ate. But Jews who honored God were not supposed to eat that kind of food.
And so, welcome to the King's training session. We'll teach you languages and magic and economics and warfare, but most of all, we'll teach you about paperwork. I'm happy to tell you, you'll be eating from the king's table.
Sir, I see that the food you are giving us contains a lot of pork and fish. I don't want to offend the king, but my God does not allow me to eat those foods. I wonder if you might be willing to allow me just to eat vegetables and drink water?
I don't know, kid. I don't want to get in trouble if you look all sickly and skinny and small compared to the others.
Of course not. I suggest a test. You let me eat vegetables and drink water for 10 days, and we will see if it makes any difference.
Well, all right, that sounds okay. Enjoy your vegetables.
I know. Daniel, are you sure you just want to eat your vegetables? We have very hard work to do, and we need to fuel your body.
Yes, and just think of the wonderful food that will come from the king's table. He has the best cookies in the land.
I am sure my God will provide all the fuel I need to keep my body nutrient.
Okay, suit yourself. That leaves more for us, I guess. Let's go study our lessons.
At the end of 10 days, Daniel looked more healthy than all the others who ate the witch food from the king's table. As a result, the gods allowed him to continue to eat vegetables and drink water, and he did not disobey God by eating the wrong kind of food. This was the start for Daniel in standing up for God, which was good practice for what was yet to come.
Well, men, I've taught you everything you need to know. It's time for your final examination. Let me introduce to you King Nebuchadnezzar.
I've got a few questions for you as you last test before you are allowed to work for me. What is if one of my nobles discovers gold on his land? How would he calculate all the taxes he owns me? You there, what's your name?
Daniel, Your Majesty.
You know the answer already?
Yes, sir. They would submit the gold for appraisal to the district officer. It would immediately pay one-fifth of its value as appraised to the king's treasure. At the end of the year, the noble would record the actual sales price of the gold and the tax paid, adjusting their annual tax payment accordingly.
Wow, very good, Daniel.
The king was very impressed with Daniel and gave him an important post in his government. Over the years, as Daniel continued to do his best work for the king while still holding on to his faith in God, he began to be promoted. Many years passed, but Daniel continued to serve, first under King Nebuchadnezzar, next under King Belshazzar, and eventually under King Darius. Daniel became one of the king's top advisors, ruling over many others who were jealous of him.
I can't stand it. King Darius does not listen to anyone but Daniel anymore. Something has to be done.
I agree. He's a nice guy, but I'm not willing to work for him. He's not even from our land.
He gives the king such good advice. He hardly needs us anymore. It's no fun being evil these days.
Let's try to find something wrong with his work. Here's a list of the projects the king gave him to do last month. Let's ask him if anything is unfinished. Maybe we can catch him being lazy.
Say, Daniel, remember when there was a rebellion in the West and the king told you to deal with it? Whatever happened with that?
Oh, yes. Well, I found out that the people were starving because of a bad harvest. I had the king send a few wagon loads of grain to that province, and the problem was solved.
Right.
Well, what about that pipe that was leaking over in the east?
It turned out that the leak was because of some tiles that weren't baked right. I told the director of the clay works to bake the tiles for at least 2 weeks in the kiln, and we replaced a bunch of the tiles. Now the pipes have stopped leaking.
Well done, but it seems to me that maybe you may have forgotten about the king's new tax.
I found a few places in the government where some money was being wasted, and I was able to supply the money he needed without raising taxes. You must really excuse me now. I need to go check in with the king.
Well, that was a waste of time. This guy doesn't make any mistakes, and he does everything the king tells him to do.
Yes, I agree. But every man has his price. Let's offer him a bribe and catch him accepting it.
Great idea. You go offer him some money. Ah!
Okay, here goes. Excuse me, Daniel.
Yes.
I've noticed that you have a lot of power with the king. He seems to do whatever you suggest.
Well, I tried to give him good advice, but I assure you the king does what the king wants to do.
Well, what I mean is I have a nephew who really wants to be in the army. If you could let him in, I would give you a big bag of gold.
Are you trying to offer me a bribe?
Of course not. I was just trying to say we would be very grateful for anything you could do.
See that you don't make that mistake again. Bribing a government official is against the king's law.
Well, how'd it go? Did he take the bait? No, he didn't.
This is ridiculous. He isn't corrupt. This guy is too good to be true. There must be a way we can get rid of him!
What about his god? Daniel seems like a religious man. And the king over his god, that would be something.
I think you're on to something. Let's watch him and see what he does. Ah!
And so they watched him for several days. And they soon saw that Daniel was a very religious man. In the morning, Daniel prayed to the Lord, the God of heaven. Then he went to work. Then at lunchtime, Daniel prayed to the same God again. Once more in the evening, Daniel prayed before going to bed. The evil men saw this as their way to trick Daniel and get them out of their lives.
Well, men, I think we have definitely established that Daniel is a very religious man. I have a plan. Come closer. I'll whisper it to you. And then we'll do a little bit of...
It's a great plan. It'll definitely work.
I agree. Let's do it.
The next day, the evil advisors went together to the king with their evil plan.
Come in. Come in, come in. What do you want?
Oh, great king, we have been sent by all the governors and ministers with a request.
Yes?
Well, all agree that we need to make a new law that says that no one should make any request or petition to any man or god except to you.
Basically, a law that would require the people to pray only to you for 30 days.
Pray to me, huh? Would I have to answer them?
Of course not. That would be impossible. What it would do is bring the focus of the people on you.
I agree. The thought is divine, but how would I enforce such a law?
Quite simple, really. You would sign into law that anyone caught praying to any god other than you in the next 30 days will be thrown into the lion's den.
Dun, dun, dun!
Everyone knows that the law should be signed by the king, who cannot... Everyone knows that a law signed by the king cannot be changed. It will make those rebellious people think twice.
Okay, I agree. Let's do it.
And so it was that King Darius signed into law that anyone caught praying to anyone other than him for the next 30 days would be fed to the lions. King Darius was a good and kind king, but he was not very smart. He relied on Daniel to do much of his heavy thinking. Little did King Darius know, his most trusted, most respected, his very own friend Daniel would become the first to be lion food.
Dun, dun, dun!
Did you guys hear about the new law?
Yes, I wonder how long it will be until we get a tasty treat.
I am so ready for something new and different to eat. I am tired of eating scraps.
Roar!
Yeah. Roar! I'm so hungry.
Bring me a fat, big fat person to eat.
The very next morning, the evil advisors came running into King Darius's office.
King Darius, one of your own very servants has broken the law that you yourself just signed.
Who would do such a thing?
None other than your precious Daniel. Daniel was caught in the act of praying to the God of Israel.
Daniel, say it's not so.
I am afraid, my dear king, that it is true. And according to your law, he must be thrown into the lion den and tore apart into tiny little pieces.
No, I take it back. Undo the law. This can't be. Daniel is my very best servant.
Oops, so sorry, but according to the laws, not even you, a mighty king, can change it.
Oh, what have I done? What have I done?
King Darius summoned Daniel to his throne and told him the horrible story of how he had been tricked and that now he must feed him to the lions. The amazing thing was, Daniel was not scared nor angry. He explained to King Darius that he knew his God would protect him. He knew his God was faithful and had served him well. Daniel assured King Darius he would be fine, and so King Darius had no choice. Who was it? But to place Daniel in the den with the hungry lions. The evil advisors had a large rock placed over the opening of the den and had it sealed with King Darius's ring. This was to ensure that no one could come and rescue Daniel overnight.
Bummer, guess we got a small skinny guy again. He's a vegetable eater, it appears.
I was hoping for more than just one man to eat. Now we have to share.
I get the first bite, you guys. Roar!
Oh, hi there, lions. My name is Daniel.
No time for small talk. We are going to eat you.
No, thank you. I'm just going to go sit in this corner and pray to my God.
Maybe you have missed the point. See, this is how it works. I'm going to give you until the count of four to run before I pounce on you. One.
Thank you, Lord God, for your faithfulness.
Two.
Please forgive King Darius.
Three.
He did not know what he was doing.
Three and a half. Look, maybe you don't get it. I am a big, hungry lion who wants to eat you. You're supposed to run.
Father, I pray that you would calm these lion's tummies and close their mouths so that King Darius will know that you are the one and only true God.
Yikes, who are you?
Hey, maybe we don't have to share a human anymore. More food has arrived.
Hush, lions. I'm an angel of the Lord, here to close your mouths and calm your tummies. Now go to sleep and be calm. Daniel, I will stay with you until morning and keep you safe. Rest now, faithful servant.
Thank you, God.
King Darius was very worried about Daniel all night long. He didn't sleep at all. As soon as morning arrived, he rushed to the lion's den and had his soldiers move the stone. He hollowed down into the den, worried about what he would find.
Daniel! Daniel, are you alive? Has your God rescued you?
Yes, King Darius. May you live forever. My God has sent an angel to close the lion's mouth and has rescued me.
Guards, get Daniel out of there. This is amazing. Daniel's God is the one true God. I have a new proclamation. From now on, all will fear and respect the God of Daniel and no other, lest they be thrown to the lions.
From that day on, King Darius told everyone in his kingdom what had happened, and they were amazed by the power of God. King Darius wanted the world to know that God of heaven had protected his faithful servant, Daniel. The king wrote a letter that commanded everyone to worship God like Daniel did, and he taught them how to do it. Daniel was restored to honor and leadership and lived happily ever after. Let us pray together. Dear God, may we dare to be a Daniel and trust in you so fully that even a den of hungry lions will not bring us fear. Amen.
Thank you for listening. Learn more about our mission at wdmcovenant.org.